Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? Episode 347. Very close to 350, in which we have nothing planned, but what a milestone it will be, right?
Well, we just had 300, I feel like.
No, we did. And also, fucking 350 is crazy. That's like an actual insane amount of episodes.
Did we do something before?
Who's to say? I simply don't remember.
Oh, it was 150,000 subscribers.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
I know that the recent, egg wasn't that long ago. We do have a surprise for our 4 year.
Oh my God, I almost was like, wait, what, we do? Yeah, I forgot. Of course we do. Come on, you thought we wouldn't have something
for that? Yes, of course, we're planning
it. Coming up too, how exciting.
Yeah, July 11th, I believe.
Yes. Well, guys.
That's exciting.
Another surprise is, wow, what an episode this is going to be. This is quite the journey. And this is like kind of rare where it's like a one topic episode. And I feel like I know pretty much everything about it. I watched like all this dude's videos. I was really in it to try to figure it out because I didn't understand why everybody was in such a tizzy about these Legos. But we're going to get to the bottom of it. If you guys have been seeing this swirl around TikTok, or even if you haven't, hopefully this is going to provide you with all the information you need to understand what the fuck is going on with these Legos.
I watched the one, like, it was a very comprehensive video, but I haven't watched any of the guys, like, individual, like, the videos he posted.
You're gonna die. Oh. I feel. Like, I think you'll actually die, because imagine if you had, number one, the balls. Uh-huh. And number two, like just the energy to take your deep diving, like justice sensitivity, and actually like boots on the ground, show up at places and do things.
Oh, no.
To get answers. That's him.
No, we don't literally. Go in real life.
No, no. Oh, we don't even in real call life people. To jail. He actually went to jail.
Oh, wow.
So it's crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, it's really nuts.
Yeah, no, I feel like the most boots on the ground I've gotten was very much against my will with you know who.
Yeah. Too scared to say her name. She got
you know,
what
I was thinking about it the other day, and I bet you, I'm like, there's no way she watches every episode. So, like, I feel like she probably searches her name or like the name.
Oh, for sure. Or she has people who tell her because they're like, I don't know. They just do it.
I just can't imagine anyone's watching like every single episode.
I don't know. Something like that.
She probably
allegedly
looks up her
opinion,
name.
Of course.
But, so if we just don't say her name,
yeah, probably.
Then there you go.
That being said, Lily's legal situation that is still unfortunately ongoing has basically traumatized her from wanting to cover several stories. Like, I feel like we've skipped over a few because she's like, no, this involves somebody suing someone else. Like, I'm not.
Well, when
like
we watch something that breaks it down and it's like, this person is very litigious and they've sued every single person that's covered it.
But then you always see like Marky covering it. And maybe because he's foreign, he gets away with it.
I was going to say, because he lives in the UK. And also, we get targeted, I feel like.
You know, allegedly, in our opinion. Anyway, what I said was, no way we're going to get freaking sued for this. Because even if we do have an opinion, we just, like, now make it very clear that our opinions are our opinions.
And that we're stupid. And that we don't know anything.
Yeah, we're dumb. We don't know anything.
Don't believe anything we say.
So you guys may think it's funny that we're saying allegedly, in my opinion. But we've really learned, is what it is.
You know? Or just been traumatized, yes.
Yeah, traumatized, learned, whatever. Anyway, okay, let's get into it. Lots to cover. So we have Chris Gorman. Okay. Chris Gorman was a franchise owner of a store that was called Bricks and Minifigs. And Bricks and Minifigs is basically a like franchised operation. You know how like Subway, anybody could open a Subway. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You just get like the license or whatever the fuck you got to do to be a franchisee. And then you still like abide by corporate rules. You know what I mean? But you know how the, like in competitions or deals or stuff, they'll say like in participating stores.
Yeah.
Like it's not like always like a blanket thing either. I think franchisee owners also get their own like kind of rights and stuff. Well, she owned a Bricks and Minifigs store in Oregon.
And Bricks and Minifigs is like a respected like Lego retailer. It's not like directly like affiliated with Lego, but they're like, I feel
it kind of gives like the GameStop of Legos. Like you can go in there, you could like trade things, you could buy
I've never heard of it.
Things. Yeah, no, me neither. I mean, I'm very much not in the Lego world.
I was just gonna say, I said that as if I would have heard of it, but I feel like even like when I was little or something, maybe, but no.
No, definitely not. I mean, I've never been into Legos. I mean, I guess when I was like young, it's just like not really my thing. And they are so expensive. It's insane.
They really are. And then you have to put them together. And then what?
That's the thing. I'm like, can it come built?
Yeah. Well, and then they just, I'm not going to shit on Legos. not coming for it. I just don't really, I'm like, then you have to keep them all together, I would assume.
Then they collect dust.
Yeah, well, and then you have to, then you need places to put them. Like, I've seen people that have, like, full-on,
but it's, like
such
a harmless hobby, too. If you're into it, like, I get it. Just like how I'm into, like, making clay magnets, like, it's probably a tactile thing for you to do with your hands. Like, I can get why that's rewarding.
I just definitely couldn't stick to it long enough to be able to finish any of them, I don't think. And not great at following directions either. But I just don't understand how people, and, like, this story included, like, where they really store all of it. Like, I've seen people have, like, full-on, like, basements where they have, like, the entire basement.
I've seen that, too. Yeah, it depends. I mean, like, for instance, I don't know a whole lot of them that would go with my decor and stuff, but some people, that's, like, their decor in their house.
Oh.
Is their Legos. Yeah, just, like, Pop Funkos or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, Lisa has a lot of those.
Or, like, Labubus. You know what I mean? Everybody's putting that shit on like, a bunch of shelves. I don't know. Anyway, not to shit on anyone's hobby. It's really not important.
Yeah.
What is important is that a lot of these hold a lot of value. You can go and get, like, I think the Titanic set is, like, $500 or $600 or something insane like that. Like, each individual piece, depending on what it is, especially if it's part of a franchise like Star Wars, which this one is, they hold a lot of value, and not just value, like resale value. Like, even once you've already opened the box and you're building it and then you have it in your house for 15 years, it doesn't matter. You can still sell it for a shit ton of money. So in enters Brian Mansell and his father, who is currently 83 years old. And from what I understand, doesn't really know that any of this is happening because he is dealing with a lot of health stuff. So Brian Mansell, his son, is battling this battle unbeknownst to his father, which must be so difficult. You're dealing with an elderly parent, dealing with their health issues, and you're trying not to let his Star Wars Lego collection go to waste. We're going to talk about why.
Well, not just like the Star, like the full complete Star Wars Legos. Doesn't he have like every single one of them?
Yeah, so he has been described as one of the largest privately held Star Wars Lego collections in the Pacific Northwest. Like, he holds not all of them that's ever come out, but Brian and his dad spent over 15 years collecting these fucking Legos. Okay, so when it got time to get rid of them, because even people who collect them, they might feel like one day it's time to let them go. You know what I mean? Not everybody wants to hold on to everything forever.
Well, but specifically this is because, allegedly, this part isn't, I guess, alleged. I don't need to be careful about this part. But that the dad has been having health issues, and they know how much that you can sell the Lego sets for, and he needs money for his medical bills. And he does know that they're selling them. That wasn't a surprise. But
yeah,
he just didn't know what was going to happen afterwards and why it would not be such an easy sell.
Yeah, if you're wondering, his collection is worth between $150,000 and $200,000.
Okay.
And so what they decided to do with this, because it is hard to find someone that's going to buy that off the bat from you for $150,000, you're more than likely going to sell to individual people breaking up the collection. So what he decided to do was, in 2023, he placed, okay, him and his son, Brian, placed his massive Star Wars collection on consignment at a Bricks and Minifigs franchise, which is the franchise we're going to be talking about today, the specific store in Salem, Kaiser, Oregon. Okay, this happened in 2023. Everything was peachy. He would come by, I think, every month, and they would, like, show him the books and give him his percentage, and that's how things continued for a while. If you don't know what consignment is, it's essentially holding someone's inventory. You're not paying them anything up front, but once that's sold, you get a percentage, and the person who's obviously the owner gets a larger percentage.
I don't think it's, like, 50-50. It's, like, a smaller percentage. No. Goes to the store for selling it, but like he still gets the majority of it because, again, he needed the money for medical bills.
Exactly. Yeah. But in late 2024, corporate, who we're going to find out is known as BAM Franchising Inc. Okay. So she has contracts. The owner of this franchisee has contracts with corporate. They abruptly seized the store back from the original husband and wife franchise owners. Okay. So that takes us back to Chris Gorman and her husband, but we're mainly seeing Chris here because her husband had to move overseas, and she was actually going to go follow him.
That's what I was just going to say. Is the girl I heard talking about it said that it was that they were already planning on shutting down the store, so they like had all of the stuff still, but then were signing it over to corporate because they were not going to be the friend. They didn't want the store anymore.
Well, so they reached out to corporate when they realized that they wanted to move overseas, and they wanted to inquire about how best to close the store. Like, what was the procedure? How did they do it? And corporate actually suggested, "You don't have to sell it. We actually know know somebody who would want to buy that anyway. So then that sale happened, and then everything just basically got pulled from under her. And the problem with that is when they came in, and we're going to see literal security footage of this, when they came in to tell her, get the fuck out, they gave her zero time to do inventory, tie any loose ends. She even says to them, like, I have somebody's stuff here on consignment. Like, I need to know how much I owe him, how much I whatever. They're like, no, that's not basically your problem now. And so that caused a huge issue because now they have all of Brian and his father's collection of Legos on consignment, but the new owner essentially won't honor that.
But they did sign a contract though, didn't they?
They did sign a contract, but that contract, they are quite literally wiping their ass with it, allegedly, in my opinion, of course.
But so when they did decide to like hand it over to the new owners, they were like, hey, by the way, we have this consignment contract with this guy, and we have, that's why we have all these Star Wars things. So 100%, like,
yeah.
They're like, yeah, we'll honor it. They signed the contract, and then they just did not honor the contract.
Yeah. And then we have corporate saying, oh, sorry, that's like, you have to go to the store to deal with them. And then the store is telling, oh, no, you got to go to corporate. And it's just this like fucking disaster. All the while, Brian and his father don't have their stuff back because right now all they want is their Legos back.
Or money.
But it doesn't seem like that's ever going to happen. Okay. This is the owner explaining how that termination went down. And we do see some of the security footage here.
My husband and I were planning on moving out of the country. I reached out to corporate to let them know, hey, this is something.
I don't know what he was trying to hide, but he had to censor something. And it's like throughout this entire episode, there's two large
blurs. I thought it was just like poorly censored for their face. But no, it was probably like a privacy thing that they had to do.
Yeah.
It's like the YouTube editor. Yeah.
Also, just for reference, this is Reckless Ben. Okay. So Reckless Ben basically does, I don't even know how to describe it. Like deep dives doesn't even feel like a sufficient way because he legitimately, like, you know, McCamey Manor.
Yeah. He's the one that blew that up.
Yeah. Like he has a video called like I got that shut down or something like that. Oh, but he has like 13 videos on McCamey Manor and like exposing them. And so he's very detailed, very persistent, kind of gives me Nathan Fielder. Is it Nathan Fielder? Nathan for you, you know, show. He gives me those vibes because like he sets up fake things. Like in this, he fully gets the manager of the store, the new manager, to sign for a package. But when you zoom out, it was a contract stating that like she could never call him for like trespassing and stuff, like crazy shit. He does. Then he starts showing the laws of like you have a duty to read anything you sign, and so essentially anything you sign is applicable. And she called the cops on him so many times, and it says in the contract that every time she calls the cops on him, she owes him $5,000.
Oh my god.
But like, so he genuinely was a menace.
He's not actually, he inserted himself in this situation. He's not part of it
fully.
Okay,
but I will say he's working directly with Brian's all up in this. And like fully by
it
his
started
side
as him inserting himself, and then he became friendly with the side that he was fighting for.
Correct. Yeah, I would say that's fair.
She told the Bricks and Minifigs head corporation that she was planning on selling the store, so the corporation actually was able to find a buyer to buy it from her.
They let me know that they had somebody who was interested in purchasing a franchise in the area.
I love the Lego graphic.
He was going to be in town, and he was going to stop by and just take a look at it. Wasn't until Brandon got there that he informed me that they were terminating my franchise agreement. We were getting threats from Brandon and from corporate that if we didn't leave the store immediately, the police were going to be called. I told corporate I wasn't comfortable leaving that night without the inventory. I was also told I was not going to be able to stay there long enough to do that inventory.
But we don't just have to take this woman's word for it. She was actually able to save all the security camera footage from that night, proving that everything she just said is true.
All the footage and evidence
is there.
In the security cam footage, it's him at the store kicking her out.
So essentially, she's saying that she was told somebody was interested in buying it, but there was no transition. There was no, oh, okay, this is the new owner. How is this transition going to look? It literally was like what to her felt like an ambush.
Did they pay her?
No. They just like terminated everything. It was just like, bye, get out. Everything that's in here is ours and go.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, doesn't that seem like super fucked up, especially considering the consignment thing?
Are they not the ones that like pay the rent and like do the utilities and like...
What do you mean? Her?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. Her. But so like, how would they... They just like take it.
Just transfer it.
But if, wouldn't she have to transfer it?
That was a good point. I don't know.
Not doubting anything. Really, I'm just like, it feels like that's like kind of an aggressive move when they need her.
I'm not gonna lie,
do the transition.
When I first started watching this and just in general, like looking at all the information, I was like, doesn't she have to participate somewhat for this to have happened? Like, I don't understand how she could have literally just been forced out, not participated at all, and then now has no access to anything. But there actually is an article that explains kind of the connection with BAM franchising, which is corporate, obviously, and their agreement. And it shows like some emails and stuff between them.
Oh, and it had the percentage breakdown for the consignment stuff that the store was getting 35% and
there you go,
Mansell was getting 65, and he was getting paid out monthly.
Now this is the beginning of kind of a lot of he said she said in terms of, well, not even he said she said, it's just bricks and mini figs, figs. It's such a hard fucking, I mean, not a really catchy name, god bless.
No,
bricks and mini figs, which has nothing to do with, oh, bricks, I guess, does have to do with Legos.
Minifigures.
Oh, damn it. I'm a fucking idiot. Anyway, whatever. Of course you understand that. But anyway, regardless of the name, they have put out multiple statements which are directly contradicting what Chris and her husband are saying. And this is an article with the Salem Business Journal, and they both spoke to them. And it says here, McNeff said the Gormans reached out to inform corporate they had received a job overseas and wanted to know how to close a store. He said BAM told them closing was not an option and the parties began working on a transition plan. I find that weird. Not an option? Okay. I guess, like, I thought I owned it, so if I don't want to own it anymore, why is it not? But
I guess it would be like if they just like absorb it back and like take it until they find a new owner. But if they already had it, then,
you know what's really ironic is that after all of Reckless Ben's videos, it is actually closed now permanently.
Shut up.
Yeah, the store no longer exists. So I guess they could close if they really wanted to. But yeah, I guess they would have to like want that to happen. But yeah, they're like, oh, that's like a store that's already thriving or whatever. Like, we want that to stay open.
Yeah.
But then this is where, you know, it gets a little wild. Mind you, there is no proof for this. And Chris and her husband definitely have a lot more proof than the corporate does. But it says, he said the Gormans owed approximately $200,000 in unpaid obligations, including the original purchase price of the store and accumulated unpaid royalties, and that the Gormans became uncooperative during the transition process, ultimately leading BAM to fully terminate the franchise agreement. So that's their reasoning for busting in there and being like, get the fuck out. That made a little bit of sense to me, if it's true.
Yeah.
Because I was like, why else would they like force them out? That doesn't make a lot of sense. But they don't show proof for that. They just say that.
It does make sense also in the sense that, like, what I brought up about like rent, if it's like maybe corporate is more involved in the like logistics of the building and stuff, then like, how would they know that?
Well, Reckless Ben went to corporate multiple times and they literally act like they have no fucking idea what he's talking about. They're like, what? Like, oh, we don't have anything to do with the stores. That's like literally what they say. But listen to this. It said, he said the franchise agreement allowed BAM to offset store assets against money owed, similar to an asset seizure in a bankruptcy proceeding.
So they're saying, you owe all this money, but it's fine. We'll just take all of this.
Exactly. Like, now all of this shit, any money you've invested into inventory, anything is ours. Now, the problem is she doesn't own the stuff on consignment. That's still Brian and his dad's.
Yeah. No. So regardless, Brian and his dad should be getting the money eventually.
100%.
And they already have that contract. So they're getting 65% paid out each month after things sell. But so it does say the Gormans contend that the alleged $200,000 debt is disputed and corporate used it as a pretext to take back the store, denying the Gormans any proceeds from a legitimate sale. How can they do that?
Does that mean that she's saying that she doesn't owe anything?
Yeah.
So fucking weird. I don't know. But another thing I will say that, in my opinion, corporate did lie about, okay? Or whoever put out the statements and whoever's responding to all this shit, they multiple times in written statements, like they put a written statement on their website and then they ended up taking it down. But they said that she violated the franchisee agreement because she's not allowed to have consignments at the store. That's what they said. To the point that Ben, in his video, even says, okay, well, yeah, she wasn't supposed to do that, but like, you know, they still did X, Y, and Z. Turns out she shows the contract and she was allowed to have consent.
Well, I was going to say, and if they signed over the contract that they had, like if they assumed the contract under the new owners, then wouldn't corporate have gotten involved then and been like, hey, by the way, you can't do that?
Probably. It was like widely celebrated in the town. Like people were really excited about, like, because you have to understand this Lego collection was so big. They had to add shelving for it and it took up like 75% of the store.
Yeah,
it was everything they had. It's very unlikely that they didn't.
I mean,
know,
which brings us back to what I said in the beginning, people usually have like full basements filled with all of their things. And this is, I mean, $200,000 worth of Legos I would hope would be quite a bit of Legos.
Yeah, but at least a good amount of stuff. And it's a small store.
Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, Laundry Sauce.
If you're anything like me, you don't want your clothes to smell like the same thing that you clean your bathroom with. You know what I mean? You don't want to smell like a cleaning supply. You want to smell like a lovely, beautiful, fresh perfume.
I was going to say, there's nothing better than when someone says you smell good and you're not wearing any perfume and it's just your laundry.
Exactly. And Laundry Sauce is perfect for this, okay? Because they offer so many delicious scents. Everything from Australian sandalwood, which is like a really rugged, warm, earthy smell, to Himalayan cashmere, which is very soft and cozy. But right now for the summertime, they actually have a brand new limited edition scent. It's their Brazilian vanilla, which has notes of like whipped vanilla, caramel, coconut, white florals. I mean, oh my god. Doing laundry is gonna make you feel like you're on a trip to Copacabana Beach. You know what I mean?
There you go. But it isn't just designed for smelling incredible. It's also engineered for performance. They're highly concentrated pods that are packed with cleaning power of bioenzymes that obliterate stains from muddy hikes, backyard barbecues, and basically everything else, which I tend to spill on myself a lot, so it's helpful.
And Laundry Sauce doesn't just have premium laundry pods. They also offer a full upgrade for your entire laundry routine with everything from fabric conditioner, scent boosters, to dryer sheets, fabric fresher spray. I mean, you are going to be smelling fantastic.
And the best part is they offer a full money-back guarantee. So if you don't get cleaner, better-smelling laundry, you get a full refund, no questions asked.
And for a limited time only, our listeners get 20% off your entire order when you use the code DWKT at LaundrySauce.com.
That's 20% off when you use the code DWKT at LaundrySauce.com. And after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them and you're going to tell them the girlies sent you.
And thank you so much to Laundry Sauce for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. But anyway, this is her addressing that and showing the contract.
So somebody asked me to make a video addressing very specifically the consignment agreement. So corporate has in their now deleted statement on their website.
Oh, it's now deleted. Interesting.
Yeah, and they were like blatant about it. Corporate did not sign, approve, or authorize this arrangement. In fact, such consignment deals are expressly prohibited under our franchise agreements to protect both the brand, yada, yada, yada.
Oh.
But check out this contract. It's giving like when you find something with your case that you're like, but that's not what you said. Yeah, like it's pretty jarring when you see it, especially on like a legal document that has
you
to be
don't expect
insane.
People to like blatantly just like not necessarily, I mean, allegedly lie, but like you read something, yeah. You're like, that's not.
Starts feeling a little bad faith, you know?
Well, and just like you feel watching. Crazy because you're like, wait, that isn't what happened. And like I have proof that it isn't what happened.
So a lot of people are pointing that out as kind of the backbone of this. So this is the franchise agreement that I signed with corporate. And right there, the very beginning.
Not the very simple sentence. It says, additionally, franchisee may also offer consignment services.
So she's just there like, okay, so I was allowed to do that. So that's another thing in her corner, another point. We have like little bits and pieces like that have been like posted on TikTok and stuff. But I'm going to be 100% honest. I think we should just skim through some of Ben's video because when I tell you there was so many things that I was like, oh my God, Lily will die if she saw that. Like it is genuinely, I do have to give it to him. The amount of effort, this took months.
Yeah, like, I mean, even months. Just the editing we saw, like it seemed very.
Oh my God, and it's left and right. I mean, he is doing so much editing, so much filming, so many angles, all while like literally physically being detained by cops, questioned by cops a million times, threatened by cops. I mean, it is so insane that he had the resilience to make this video.
Yeah. Does like, he have like truly. A team or is it kind of just him?
He has a few people with him. Yeah, no, like whenever he needs a couple people to do some crazy shit, they're like, yeah, let's do it.
Love
like
that.
There's like, he had like four guys with him or something. I don't know if it's just his sensitivity or the fact that obviously these videos have millions and millions of views. He's doing well on them.
I mean,
but like he doesn't even have sponsors on them.
Two
he'll
birds,
go
one
and
stone.
He'll be like, this one is sponsored by, and then he made up a business name that's I love stealing from oldpeople.com or something like that. Or like I steal from oldpeople.com. I don't know. I don't get it, but I love it, but I'm not sure.
It would be hard to find sponsors that are going to put their name on something that's like questionable in the legal sense.
Very true. But I do feel like he does a good job of like, in my eyes, I was just like, well, they just have to give those Legos back. There's no other fucking way. And then you really kind of go through the journey and realize why Brian's probably never going to get those Legos back. So this video is titled, I Tracked Down the Thief Who Stole $200,000 of Lego. So no allegedly, no in his opinion. He's definitely got some balls on him, I'll say.
Also, it is crazy that his video, so he basically hadn't worked on anything since the McCamey Manor thing. And then now he's just been putting out these videos
take like a
rapid.
Million years.
But so he has all of them like done and he's just like putting them out like in the last week.
Yeah. But that's what's really made all of this blow up. So that's why I kind of do want to, you know, highlight his videos and obviously like skim through them. Like go watch it in its entirety because we're obviously not going to, but
I'm going to after we're done.
has so many good nuggets. Yeah, no, no, it's very entertaining. Now, this person on screen, her name is Amanda. She is the store manager, I'm pretty sure is her title. And she is quite the recurring character here, okay? It gets to the point that when she fucking, she's the one that signed the signature, unbeknownst to her, you know, the contract.
Oh, okay.
And when she starts seeing him, like, she'll just see him fucking walking in the door. She's already on the phone with the police. She fucking hates his guts.
Sorry, allegedly. To clarify, this is the new franchise owner.
No, this is like the manager. The new franchise owner, we're going to meet him. It's a man.
A new franchise manager.
Yes, she's okay. The manager.
So she's like there doing the day-to-day operations in the store.
Exactly. Okay. And this is when we start getting the boots on the ground journalism.
Okay.
Well, I guess now it's time for me to get involved. So immediately I went to my car, picked up some friends, and started driving 16 hours to this Bricks and Minifig store. And I will do literally whatever it takes. Even if I have to take down the entire police force, I will stop at nothing until this family gets their entire Lego Star Wars collection back. And now, 16 hours later, we're finally pulling up to the Bricks and Minifigs store. So, I started a pair of spy camera glasses. That's what I'm going to use to film this. Yeah. And honestly, I kind of just want to hear Bricks and Minifigs' side of the story.
Hi, how's it going?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
It's pretty good. So, basically, my friend said that you guys have some of his Legos, I think, and he told me to come here and see if I could pick them up.
Who's your friend?
I think they're Brian's Legos. It's like a big like Star Wars collection set, I think.
You could go ahead and leave now.
Really?
So you could go ahead and leave now or I will call the police for harassment.
Well, I'm not harassing you.
No, you are. Hi, hi, hi. You want to watch the cameras? I'm being harassed by you. Watch the cameras.
What?
I'm being harassed. You need to leave.
You need to leave.
She's watch like, the cameras. Do they have access to their cameras?
No, no. So she, I know it looked like she called the police. No, she called the owner. And she does that a lot. She'll either call the police or she'll call the owner. And that's why she was saying like, look at the cameras. I'm being harassed.
Okay,
she's just standing there. Don't get me wrong. He's a persistent bugger.
But really this is the first time he got there.
Yeah. By like the 17th time. I'm like, okay, I get it.
Maybe you have a little more grounds for harassment. But harassment usually, it's like repeated attempts. It's like not the first one.
Literally all I did was just bring up that my friend has some Legos in their store. And the manager started freaking out on me, but I wasn't gonna leave the store without hearing her side of the story. Before showing up, I printed out a copy of the contract the store made with Brian, saying that all of these Lego sets will remain his until sold. Because I have a contract, a legal reason to be here, legally this does not count as harassment. Instead, the manager should be checking the store's inventory to see if these sets are still in their store.
Well, so here's still all of the Lego sets you guys still have.
I don't have anything to do with that, and I don't want that. Go ahead and leave, but I'm going to ask you one more.
Okay, so you asked earlier, doesn't he have a contract? Like, wouldn't you just be able to go pick up your shit? Because you have a contract with that location. It's not even like, I don't think with Chris, the previous owner, or the Gormans, or anything. Like, this is like, you have a
contract for this location. It got absorbed into the new...
Exactly. And it's not even like, she left, and then like a new Lego store was open, and it's not by the same name, or something bizarre like that. This is under the same corporate umbrella. I get it, it's a franchise store, but this is ridiculous.
But like, it was like a specific transfer of like, power ownership of everything. Like, yeah.
No. Yes. It's crazy.
And the fact that she's being so like,
well,
like,
didn't
whoa,
you see her face when he's like, the Star Wars collection?
Exactly.
She knows. She knows exactly what he's talking about. And this is when I kind of started realizing, I was like, oh, they're not going to ever give those back. But you have no idea the lengths they go to not give these Legos back, which is insane. And I think the only plausible reason is I, in my opinion, don't believe they have them anymore. I think they either sold them or I don't know.
I thought they were like taking up most of the store though. Wouldn't you be able to like see them?
Well, they're going to claim... Later on, now we're getting like statements from corporate and all that shit. They're going to claim that the majority of them were already sold. But that's just...
Okay, well, then give them their money.
Yeah, but...
That you're supposed to pay out monthly.
Yeah, no, they're not going to do that. They're definitely not going to do that. That's like, it's very lost in translation. Nobody wants to give a straight answer. I can't imagine how frustrated Brian is, especially dealing with his dad's shit at the same time. Like, it's just cruel.
Well, and I guess, I don't know how big this corporate company is, but I'm assuming pretty
big. Well, he goes to the office. It's kind of small, actually.
Oh, well, but it said they have like 200 stores.
I'm like, what?
So like, it's a good size company, I would say. Whether it has a lot of people working for it, who knows? But like, if they did try to sue them, that they would be able to just like outspend them.
No, because it turns out the suing is going to pretty much be with the franchise owner, not corporate.
So why are the franchise owner being so like, that sounds like corporate's allegedly screwing them over.
I think everybody's screwing everybody.
This is
crazy.
And
I don't know who started screwing first.
Yeah.
But it is really insane.
I tried for a long time just to get her to look at this contract. But finally, she gave me an answer of why she can't help me.
You've been supposed to be getting a hold of corporate.
Basically, what the manager's saying is that if someone did steal the Legos, it wasn't her, it was corporate. Little does the manager know, I already did this. Yep, I literally went to the corporate Bricks and Minifigs headquarters.
How's it going?
And this was corporate side of the story.
You have to talk to the store owner.
Yeah,
like they're all locally owned and operated. And we can't do anything with it here. Their decisions are their decisions.
For sure.
Uh-huh. So when they say go to corporate, how do we respond next time?
I have no idea. You have to take it up with them. It's your thing with them. It doesn't involve us.
So I showed the manager what corporate Bricks and Minifigs said.
When corporate tells me this, I'm supposed to come back to the store, right? And so it kind of seems like you're going against what corporate's saying.
That's fine.
Oh. No, this is what corporate told us.
I'm happy that's what corporate told us. Last time I asked you to leave the store.
Can you give me a reason to leave, I guess?
Have you guys heard me ask him several times?
I don't know about you guys, but to me, it kind of seems like the only reason she's asking me to leave the store is to cover up this $200,000 theft.
How many times have you been asked to leave?
Was there a reason you're asking me to leave?
You need to leave. I've asked you to leave.
Not the compilation.
I love it. Yeah.
So anyway, that didn't go well.
Yeah, allegedly, it seems like she's covering something up, in my opinion,
allegedly.
Based on her body language
like
and nothing
she
else.
She definitely has been instructed to, you know, do things in a certain way. We'll just say that. I'm gonna skip forward some of the shenanigans. He does this thing with like toys and like he does a lot of like rigmaroles. That part I actually do need to show you. He like creates a lottery. It's like a whole thing. Anyway, I'm gonna skip forward a little bit. I want you to meet the owner of the store.
Okay.
But if we want to get away with this crime, all we have to do is copy Bricks and Minifigs. We have to put all of the blame on an anonymous corporate person, and then when they ask who corporate is, we just don't tell them.
Oh hell, this is corporate. We steal from old people. How's it going?
You do what?
Well, the corporation is called We Steal From Old People. Our tagline is Bricks and Minifigs. We're a legitimate business, so, yeah. What?
Who am I talking to?
This is corporate.
They keep spelling corporate wrong, and I'm dying.
Is it?
I thought it said cooperate, but it's just corporate with two O's.
Oh.
Every single time. Happen.
And now, Bricks and Minifigs finally gets a taste of their own medicine. They're now in a situation the police can't help them with. The only way this will ever end is if they sue us. So I went back to the Bricks and Minifigs corporate offices to see if the CEO of this company would sue me.
Going about things the way that you continue to do this is not the right way. Uh-huh. Do you understand that?
So what's the right way then?
Do you understand?
Yeah.
That like the harassment style that you have conducted and bragging to people that you've vandalized the store and done other things along those lines. That's not the right way.
So he doesn't technically vandalize the store. I will say, I think the closest he can, like he hangs up things outside. Like okay. He does. He'll put like stickers over there.
So vandalized is a bit of a reach, allegedly, in my opinion.
Allegedly. He's definitely annoying the fuck out of everybody in that store, for sure.
But like,
for sure.
For valid reason, allegedly, I think, in my opinion,
he's
based on what
I've destroying their property.
Yeah.
You know?
I never vandalized the store, but.
People have told us that you have.
I mean, whatever like my like franchises do like underneath me, I guess that's like, I can't really control them. I'm just corporate, I guess.
Are you a registered franchise?
Yeah.
You guys have FDDs and everything else?
Yeah.
What states are you registered in?
Oregon?
You're a registered franchise owner. So
yeah, I'm actually a franchise owner of the franchise too.
I'm a franchise owner of the franchise. They just start fucking
They're
with them
like
a little bit.
They're just like confused and have no idea what he's talking about.
He's using their same verbiage on them all the time. So he'll just be like, sorry, like you have to speak to corporate. I don't know. But he just wants the fucking Legos back. I do definitely recognize that he wants content. He wants good content, funny content that people will enjoy. So that's definitely adding to the...
He's not keeping it like a simple plan.
Possess.
It's like...
No, not at all. I'm going to skip forward a little bit to his little lottery thing because I thought it was insane. And I don't even know, like, oh my God, it made me like cringe. It was a lot of different layers to it. But essentially, this was a civil matter, right? So like every time the cops would come, they would tell him like, this is a civil matter. Like, I don't know what you want us to do.
Yeah, they can't like arrest them.
Yeah, like I can't go in there and be like, you stole $200,000 of Legos. Like, this is a civil thing, go to court or whatever.
Yeah.
So to make it a criminal thing, he had to create a lottery and prove that Bricks and Figs stole from that lottery because that's a criminal offense.
Why don't they just sue them?
They do end up suing them.
Who?
He, nothing is simple here. He literally, him and like 10 of his friends.
It's like, cool. No, but like why isn't the father-son duo suing?
You know,
they're the ones that have the contract.
Well, no, at a certain point he signs over the fucking Legos to this guy for a little or something. Like, I don't know. It's like a whole fucking thing. But anyway, I don't know exactly if they mentioned in the beginning. I don't remember them mentioning that they were going to sue. I know that they just felt like they just want their Legos back and like didn't have the money necessarily, like liquid money to just go against a corporation type of thing. Or
well, that's
even
what I was
store.
Bringing up earlier, that like the corporate, like if you did sue them or sue anyone, I guess, in that matter, they needed the money from the Legos to begin with for the fucking medical expenses. They aren't going to have the funds to sue them.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure Brian reached out to Ben So, like, this was his way of being like, I need something to happen because nothing's happening. And he can't sue in small claims court because this is, like, over 150 yeah. grand of product and stuff. So it's just a mess. And he maybe just felt overwhelmed.
Now that you just said that, the one of the recaps I was watching said that they did take it to small claims court and that they won. But then it was like they refused they to pay
yeah,
still.
We get to that part. Okay. Well, they didn't. He did. Ben. Took it to. We'll get there. Okay. It's really weird.
I mean, Josh has literally already exposed their entire plan to me of how they're planning on getting away with this.
I feel bad for him. That agreement is not criminal. That agreement is now civil.
That's the owner. Okay, that's the new owner.
Okay.
Who took over the store. He's been on the phone with him multiple times, is super unprofessional, calls him like a pussy and stuff. Eventually as well, like, it gets like really, really weird and strange. But he basically tells him like, well, then just like sue me, because like this isn't even a fucking criminal offense, so like what are you gonna do, essentially?
Oh my god,
yeah, he's really mean.
He needs the money for medical bills.
I have extensive legal knowledge.
Yeah, basically a civil crime is just the legal way of saying a business deal gone bad, which if this truly was just a business deal gone wrong, you would have to settle this through the court. The police aren't able to do anything. We have the police to solve criminal crimes, such as stealing from a lottery. That's a criminal crime that the police would have to investigate. So, here's the plan.
Oh my god.
What if we do a lottery? Yes. First, Brian donates one of his sets to a lottery. Someone wins the lottery. And then if Bricks and Minifigs keeps the prize for themselves instead of giving it to the winner, they have now just stolen from a lottery. Now it's not a business deal gone bad. They're actually interfering with a state-regulated...
This is what happens when you put too many men in one room. This is just, like, the craziest fucking
No, but I get what he's saying, because technically, according to the contract, Brian still owns them.
Yes, exactly. So,
if they can auction them off, and then they're like, okay, now we have to give it to the person that won it, and then...
I'm not gonna lie. I would have to take a look at the consignment contract, because I'm like, can he just at any time be like... Give me this one back and this one back. Like,
I don't know, but
don't
it did say in a contract piece that we saw earlier that he does still have ownership.
Yeah.
So I don't know. There could be like caveats in there that are like.
But before he started this, I knew this shit wasn't going to work. God bless. I was like, what the fuck is he doing?
Lottery scheme, which is now a criminal offense that the police would have to investigate.
That's a good idea.
It turns out this is completely legal for us to do.
That's creative.
You still own the Legos, correct?
Technically, we own all of those.
Yeah. So it would be legal for you to auction your Legos off, right, if you still own the owners, right?
Yeah.
To make sure everything was legally legit, I registered for a gambling license, which
actually takes
a long time to get one of these, which sucks. But on the DOJ website, it says that if you're a nonprofit or a religion, you actually need a license. It'd be cool to use my new We Steal From Old People company, but I already made my first dollar when I was selling stuff outside the Bricks and Minifigs store. And then I used that money to buy food from a robot. But luckily for me, I'm already the leader of a religion called Scientology Sucks.
Shut the fuck up.
Which is another problem. I guess technically I need to register in Oregon for this to work. So register for Oregon PO Box, which has $35. I used it for
$50. He did like a trillion things.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I lost everyone, but all you need to know is that I put a lot of work into making sure that this is a legal, legit raffle. That means that if Bricks and Minifigs decide to steal from this raffle, they have now committed a criminal crime, which the police are required to investigate.
They then go to a park, okay? They auction off $1,000 worth of Legos. It's a Lego set that's worth $1,000.
To one of them.
A little girl wins.
Oh my god.
She's like seven.
Stop it.
They take her to the store. No, it's so bad. No, it's actually so bad. The only thing that redeemed that, because I started getting annoyed there, I was like, okay, too far. You're going to like crush a little girl's dream.
But did they like hire, quote unquote, the little girl, or is she just like a random
no,
little girl?
No, I don't think so. I think that's a real little girl.
Okay.
Oh, and also in order to do the lottery, they have to pay to enter, but they didn't want people to actually pay. So they gave everybody $1 for being on camera and then made them pay $1 to enter the lottery.
Are kids so allowed to just... do?
No.
That seems like an oversight.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. I knew this was falling apart. But then he gets to the fucking store and Amanda, as you can imagine, was not fucking thrilled.
Oh my God.
We drove to the store as fast as we could. We met up with a family and went inside to help them claim their prize.
I'm here to give these people their prize of a Stormtrooper speeder set.
Well, actually,
these people.
My sister. He won.
From who?
I'm conducting this raffle, and you guys have the prize here.
I don't know anything about that.
To inform Amanda of the business deal her store is in, we showed her all of the raffle paperwork and the family who won this Lego set.
I'm not giving out anything.
Like, I can't leave without it.
Yeah, you can. You can have a good day.
Amanda has just made it very clear. Instead of giving this family the Lego set they legally won, her company is going to steal it.
You're stealing $1,000 from a little girl.
Yep.
She said, yup.
Stop it.
I will say the only thing that redeemed this, like I was mentioning before, is basically Ben ended up sending $1,000 to the family who won.
Okay.
Allegedly, he says he did. That's the only thing, unless this was all fake, but I'm like, I don't know. Was it? I don't fucking know anymore. He started kind of losing me here. I was like, you're going too far.
It's like so out there that you're like, what's happening?
It was insane. But then because she wouldn't give the prize, they called the cops. But the exchange did not go as planned, as you can imagine.
Amanda just stole from a lottery. Now they have officially committed a criminal crime. It's time to get the police involved.
This company just stole the prize from our lottery.
Ben has officers in our
house. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And now the police are here. But for some reason, I think they thought that I was the criminal.
What?
Is this typically how you treat victims if they get their prize stolen, or?
Do you have ID or anything on you?
No.
What's your date of birth?
12/30/1985. Did we commit a crime?
I'm trying to figure that out right now.
The police were very confused on who the actual criminals in this situation were. So, we explained everything to them.
I'm supposed to be getting this prize from here.
Okay.
And they're not going to give it to me?
But the police don't just have to take our word for it. I'm carrying all of the legal raffle paperwork, plus the order law book that specifically states this is a criminal crime the police are required to investigate.
So we have all the paperwork here. Stealing from a DOJ-approved raffling scheme is a criminal offense which the police have to investigate.
Now that the police have seen the law, they actually agree that a crime has been committed.
What book is
they're now finally going to do a police investigation on this Lego theft. The investigator started by taking some notes.
Selling stuff because they're thieves, stole stuff.
Is a raffle?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm so dead. He's so fucking confused.
Raffle, thieves, stolen.
There's a raffle. Ah. There's some Legos. Somebody stole some shit. Not gonna lie, that would literally be me. I would just be like, who took like,
this is above my pay grade. About?
And the fucking folder, the clipboard, I'd be well, like,
well, that's
oh,
what
hell
book
no,
was
I'm
he just
today.
Looking through? Was that like all of the stuff that Ben had provided?
Yeah, he preps
to?
All his paperwork.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
Investigate some sort of raffle thievery.
Well, he started taking
raffle thievery.
Another police officer came and whispered in his ear. I don't know what he said to him, but whatever it was, it made them all completely change their attitudes.
You're first arrest on the property for life. Okay, you come back, you're gonna go in handcuffs, go to jail.
So that was it. They just like go back and forth, and literally it ends in them just being like, if you don't walk away, we're gonna handcuff you and trespass you.
Oh my God.
So it didn't go super well. Their lottery scheme thing did not work. Surprise, surprise. Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our next sponsor, and that's Hungry Root.
If you are like me and Jesse, you don't cook for different reasons. Usually Jesse is just busy and then I just am not great at cooking. But Hungry Root makes it so much easier because it helps plan all of your meals. So it helps with decision fatigue, which I run into a lot. And it gives you all the ingredients you need and it just makes life way easier.
Yeah, Hungry Root basically handles all of my weekly meal prepping and shopping, which are two of the things that unfortunately fall behind a lot for me because we are really busy. And everything that you get from Hungry Root is delivered straight to your door. They take into account your health goals, dietary preferences you may have for your family, and even your budget to create a custom delivery for you every week.
You can pick from over 50,000 chef-crafted recipes, many of which are ready in 15 minutes or less. And they also have over 1,000 grocery items, which includes everything from smoothies, snacks, sweets, salad kits, ready-to-eat meals, and even supplements. So you can find basically anything that fits your taste.
And Hungry Root holds all of its food to the highest standards, screening out over 200 additives, including high fructose corn syrup, artificial sweeteners, and preservatives.
And they only source high quality ingredients like meat and seafood with no hormones or antibiotics, plus organic produce and non-GMO options.
If you want to try out Hungry Root for yourself, we know you're going to love it as much as we do. And for a limited time, get 40% off your first order, plus get a free item in every box for life. All you have to do to get this is head over to hungryroot.com/DWKT and use the code DWKT.
That's hungryroot.com/DWKT and use the code DWKT and you get 40% off your first box and a free item in every box for life.
And thank you so much to Hungry Root for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
But this is when we realized that this raffle might have actually accomplished something pretty big for us. Josh ended up giving me a call.
Mind you, this is the store owner, okay? And this part, it starts getting fucking bizarre.
You guys keep coming to the stores, you party out front, you do fake raffles, you're threatening my business, you moron.
Josh seems pretty scared, and he should be. Eventually, I am going to end up solving all the police corruption that's going on. Once that happens, Josh is no longer going to be in civil trouble, he's going to be in criminal trouble.
It wasn't a fake raffle, it was a real lottery scheme, according to Oregon state law. And it actually is a Class B felony, up to 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine.
Yeah, the loophole he's been using this entire time, just hiding behind the fact that it's a civil case, isn't going to work for him much longer.
Well, I know, let's not argue that. I don't want to. It's just better to just say, hey, you're not a thief. You know what I mean? Definitions of whether it's stolen or not, I don't make your weeks. it's not stolen. Why do we care about that? Who cares whether it was stolen or not?
But for some reason, Josh still decided not to get the Legos back. I think he might just need one more push. Here's the plan. Take a picture of every single sign.
Okay, then they put a bunch of stickers that are over, like, instead of, like, buy, sell, trade, it's, like, buy, steal, trade, and, like, shit like that. Okay, whatever. Well,
maybe we don't do that.
No, I'm telling you, it just goes on. But anyway, this is him back on the phone with Josh.
Are you dumb? You're obviously a kid. You don't know how this works.
I think you're scared. Double or nothing, let's do it.
You're so dumb, bro.
I think you're scared.
I'm not scared.
Let's do double or nothing. If you lose, you pass $400,000. You're scared. You're a chicken. I'm calling you out. You're scared. I'm calling you out. You're too scared. You're scared. Put your money where your mouth is.
Are you just going to be a pussy or are you
I'm putting my money where my mouth is. You put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, let me talk.
Okay.
When Brian first came in, we identified anything that was on that list that would have been his that Amanda didn't sell, and we set it aside. And it's still sitting there. We're happy to get your stuff back. I just don't want any more damage to the store.
So he tells him, we set it all aside. We know everything that he had.
It's
and it's still
take.
There. Exactly. Except it's not, apparently.
Okay.
Whatever he's going through right now will literally never end for him unless he gives the Legos back.
I'm happy to give you the inventory. It's only bringing me harm because you guys are doing wacky crap.
Well, it looks like we won. Brian is finally getting his Legos back.
This definitely changes the trajectory of a lot of the things we had in
yeah, you had some really good ideas, yeah.
So they think they've won.
They think they've won, yeah. And then they go to show Brian Josh's terms, okay, because he has terms. And one of them is that he wants Brian to apologize to him and, like, essentially retract everything, which is, like, why is it always the people who are wrong who always want you to, like, apologize and retract everything? It's
don't
like,
get me started.
I can't do that. That would be literally, like, acting like I lied. Like, that's super insulting.
I agree.
So Brian also agrees. He was very insulted by that.
So we showed him our entire conversation with Josh. So what can we do now to work with you guys to get the sets back?
Okay, this is what I need done. I need a written apology from Brian. I need all the negative comments taken off. I need positive reviews on there to make up for the damage.
Fuck off.
And I'll give them back.
So you're holding my sets hostage. Oh, you thought we were getting the Legos back already? We're not even halfway through the video yet.
Yeah, no, so literally, well, they were a little bit over halfway.
Brian, cheers to you. I get it.
Basically, they tried to convince him and they were like, you know, well, that's all you got to do to, like, you know what I mean? Then it'll be like
just
done.
Just compromise
and he
all
was like,
my
I don't
integrity?
Even think that's true. Yeah, well, he also says he doesn't believe that. Like, he's like, if
they
I write an apology,
anyway.
They're not going to give it. Yeah, they're just going to, like, get off the hook for everything that they did.
Yeah, like, this is the only leverage they have over them is to, like, make them look bad.
Exactly. But then Josh also says another thing that you need to do is you need to go and apologize to Amanda. So they go in to apologize to her, but the second she sees them, she calls the cops.
You give me permission to go into the store to apologize to her to make peace?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh no.
Hi Amanda, how's it going?
Hi Amanda.
She wants to kill them.
Look at her, she's filming.
Make peace, and we talked to Josh. He told us to come back and make peace with you.
It turns out I was right.
So yeah, she definitely was not on board with that apology. And then he didn't make the apology, but they basically lied to Josh and was like, yeah, he's writing it up. He's going to write the apology. They didn't tell Brian that they were doing this. They just told Josh that to see because they felt like it was a trap. Like he wasn't going to give the Legos back. And spoiler alert.
I mean, the last time the police showed up, I was fully prepared with the Oregon law book.
The Oregon it was the Oregon law book.
So much that they had to run away. I think they're scared to come back.
I mean, where the heck are these cops?
The cops never came time that Amanda called them.
Ben, how's it going?
It's good. So we walked in, we were like, hey, we're sorry. We have permission to come back here and, like, apologize. And she's like, I'm calling the cops. And she, like, starts
Josh now realizes that his last-ditch plan to get me arrested, that plan didn't work.
I'm sorry Amanda did that. Thank you for doing that.
It looks like Josh has no other choice than to give Brian his family's Legos back.
You apologize, and it's up to them to accept. So let's cross the line off that checklist. Let's get this done.
And now that our work here is done.
So literally, he agrees. He says, okay, I'll give you back your Legos. Yeah. You did what I wanted. Yeah. Never gives them back.
Well, why would they go back to Los Angeles already?
Well, because he lives in Los Angeles, so he's like, okay, I mean, how long is he going to stay in fucking Oregon? And then also, it's Brian's Legos, so that means Brian can just
Brian
go get them
go
type of thing.
Up. Okay.
But he kept calling people, and check this shit out, the way they were stalling, it's insane.
The store has Brian's phone number blocked, so he can't call them, so instead, I called the store to see how Brian could pick up his Lego sets.
I was wondering if you guys are still down here, if you lose back today.
I just want to make sure everything's properly
The guy I'm on the phone with was trying as hard as he could to stall. It turns out that this is actually the same guy in the security camera footage that kicked the old owner out of the store. Google says his name is Brandon Best.
Shut up.
Apparently, he's co-owners of this franchise along with Joshua Johnson. But for some mystery reason, they weren't able to get the Legos back today.
They said they'd give me an update on Monday type thing.
Now it's Monday.
It is Monday. Hey, I was just calling to see if you guys are still able to get the Legos back today.
Oh my god.
I don't have a quick update, unfortunately.
Not the naked shower.
Yeah, you guys, thanks for your patience. Sorry, it's kind of crazy.
Leave your message for.
I probably won't be able to talk tonight. What the heck? Why do they keep postponing this?
Call has been forwarded to voicemail.
What the heck? Yesterday he said he would call me today.
Blocked.
Literally, it's like impossible to get to him until finally he speaks to him.
Finally answered my call.
I'm not gonna distribute those things at this point. We've kept him on hold for this long.
What?
I've just been told that Bricks and Minifigs is no longer gonna give Brian his Legos back like they promised. And at this moment, I finally realized what I did wrong. Josh said we could get the Legos back once we make peace with Amanda.
Okay, now he goes on another side quest where he thinks that the only reason he's Amanda. Not getting the Legos back is because Amanda's mad at him. So he goes back to make peace with her again. I'm like, oh my god.
Something tells me these men don't give a fuck what Amanda is doing.
No, but it's so, that's where I'm like, okay, it's Nathan for you, coded. And then that's when he reveals to her that she secretly signed a contract. She's like, what the fuck? How'd you get my signature? And then it's this whole thing. So then he calls Josh to basically be like, I just tried to make peace with Amanda again. Oh my god, it's
like,
ridiculous.
I thought that was the missing piece.
Yeah, but it turns out I don't think she's gonna, you know, be happy with us at any point.
Now that Amanda knows she can't call the cops on me just for being here anymore, I decided to call Josh to update him on how making peace with Amanda is going.
Hey, I just went back to try to apologize to Amanda, and
what Josh said next, I was not ready for.
When we took over that store, there was nothing in that store. The shelves were empty. I don't know why you guys are thinking we're the bad guys.
So now he's completely changing the story.
Yeah, he literally said we did all the inventory and we set it aside.
Like, they have bounced back and forth.
Do they not know that he's recording all of this?
No, they do. That's why they like hate him, I think.
No,
I don't
the
know.
Phone
well,
calls.
This hadn't come out.
Is Oregon a two-party consent?
I don't know. This video obviously hadn't come out, so I don't know how much they thought he was recording as much as they just thought he was like a very dedicated young man. You know what I mean? Like, he just like really wanted to help out Brian, and that's what was annoying them, but that would have literally thrown me for a fucking loop.
Oregon is a one-party consent state for telephone and electronics. So he's recording them and he didn't tell them, I bet.
Although he also recorded when he was in LA.
Yeah. While he was in Oregon, it was only one party. But if he was in LA, it would have been two-party because it's where you're calling from.
Oh. Well, he did record them when he was in LA. Not that I'm trying to.
But I think most of the incriminating parts were, I guess he's back in Oregon now, isn't he?
He is now. Yeah, but I'm saying like the calls that he was getting before.
But the one where he agreed and said that, like, they put them all aside, that was in Oregon.
Oh yeah, that was all Oregon, yeah.
Josh's story has now completely changed. Now he's saying, even if I'm able to make peace with Amanda, they still won't be able to give me the Legos back because they never even had the Legos to begin with.
Well, if Josh is telling the truth, then why did Josh say this to us last time?
Exactly.
We're happy to give you your stuff back.
I mean, what stuff of ours would he be giving back if none of our stuff was even ever in his store? You're like, what about this?
I'm happy to go open that stupid cupboard and you can have all the sets in there.
I want to give it back to him.
I'm happy to give you the inventory. Get the inventory to Brian. I'll give him back.
I'm not gonna screw you. You have my word. That's not who I am. I promise you. I swear to God. I promise you on everything.
I mean, Josh is on video swearing to God and on everything.
Like, that
and
is
to God?
Fucking crazy.
The shelves were empty.
So I decided to remind him of all of these examples where he claims they do have Brian's Legos in the store still. And this was his response.
Fuck you, I never said that.
What?
Yeah, you did.
At this point, he definitely didn't know that he had filmed all of this. Yeah. I don't think. I think he literally did think that he was just like some guy that was helping Brian and like annoying the fuck out of him. I don't think he knew because he couldn't have known. Why would he say that? That's crazy.
I don't know.
Some people say crazy
do that
shit
sometimes.
About Brian. Yeah, they do. Come on.
It's wrong. And if you want to test your fucking opinion, let's go to court.
Who enforces the law?
The court? So.
Exactly.
So you're saying that. Again, it's just so you're saying. Opinion. So basically, what you're saying is I'm wrong, but you can sue me for it. Is what you're saying?
Yeah, that's the long and the short of it.
So you know you're wrong. So you know that you stole the Legos then.
Let's go to court then.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, is that what you want?
Yeah.
You really want that?
I mean, I don't. I would like to just get the Legos back, but if that's what you want, I mean, it seems like this is what you want. I'm giving you every out that I can,
let's
but.
Dang. Let's don't go down that route. It doesn't really matter because.
I just want to get the Legos back. They're Brian's Legos. Give them back. It's pretty easy.
It's kind of funny that this entire video, Josh has just been begging me to sue him. But the second I agree to it, his attitude completely changes.
But anyway, then he goes on to essentially, I can't show all of this because it's like insane. You guys really do have to watch the whole video. There's like so many side quests in it. But the small claims court thing, what ends up happening is that they obviously can't take this to small claims court because
it's too much money,
worth more of a value. Yeah. So what ends up happening is he has Brian sign off $10,000 chunks of his inventory to him and his like 10 friends so that they all legally own it. Okay. Because if they didn't legally own it, then it would be like claim splitting or something is what it's called. Like it's not legal to do like 10 different claims to try to get like one amount of money.
Yeah. So they're just like going to do like a little just to go through the court to like teach him a lesson basically.
But in order to do this, they have to actually pay Brian $10,000. So they all get credit cards and like max out the amount of money they can get. And then they ask Brian to borrow $10,000 to pay off their credit card debt. It's just too much. You know what I mean? It's just too much. I can't do it. I can't. It's like genuinely, I was like, oh my God, this is Nathan for you. Nathan for you is always like going through the biggest insane loopholes that I'm like, how do you even have the energy? Even
well,
for
that's,
a show,
I'm like, are like, you allowed to do that? I guess.
I don't even fucking know. Yeah. He lost me so hard at several points that I didn't really know. But anyway, so they end up winning in small claims court because...
I mean, there's a contract and then they also have him...
Yes, but they also like were serving the store and like essentially like the store almost thought like they were kidding. Like they had so many people walking in and being like, you got served, 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 that they're just like, what the fuck is all this? Like they never answered the lawsuits. So it won by default.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was default judgment. I will say he filed a motion for default and then he claims he won it. But then somewhere else I was seeing that like that was like pending. Like the cops were reviewing it and they called the court and the court was like, it's pending. The motion is pending. So he claimed he won. And to celebrate, he went in a Speedo with a piggy bank to the store to collect. And that's when he found out it was closed.
They were too scared to show up.
Like shut down.
There is no more legal loopholes and there is no more postponing the problem. Now, Person Minifigs finally has to deal with the consequences for their actions.
So what if theoretically it went to court and it turns out you were wrong? Would you then admit you're sorry for everything?
Yeah, sure, of course, yeah.
What the fuck?
The judge says I gotta give it to him. I gotta give it to him.
I thought you didn't have
That's it. That's crazy that on multiple accounts he acknowledges that they had it at some point. And that's why I'm saying I don't think they have it anymore. I think they sold it and they pocketed it and they're not going to give it. Like,
but then why is he so confident he's going to win?
I don't think he's confident. I think he's stupid.
Like, he's just like playing chicken just, until...
Like, oh, of course. Yeah, like he's like calling his bluff almost. Yeah. Like that type of thing. I don't think he's fucking serious at all. I can't with the little Speedo. So it says here temporarily closed, but then he finds out it's actually permanently closed. And there was so many reviews left on Google of people like, dude, I had my kids' party like planned for here and they just were closed. They didn't notify us.
That's so weird.
So they closed in a fucking hurry and they would close regularly for things like when they were being served a lot, like all those papers. The next time somebody parked in the lot, they just like closed the gates. They didn't want to let anyone in. So like, I don't know what finally made them close the doors for good. Maybe corporate and everything just like agreed that like this location was not going to be left alone type of thing.
Yeah.
But absolutely fucking insane. And I wish I could say that that's like the end of it. But essentially what goes on to happen, I'm not going to show you it because it is quite long. He responds to Bricks and Minifigs' response, which we will go over. And then he posts another video that says, I got Bricks and Minifigs' leaked email, another one that says I got arrested because of Legos. And that one's super weird because supposedly what happened is he was staying in an Airbnb. This is what he was told, but he wants the unredacted body cam footage because they sent him the body cam footage but heavily redacted. But the cops are saying that the reason that they arrested him was because the Airbnb owner overheard him and his friends talking about stolen Legos and reported it as like they have stolen goods, essentially.
Well, they clearly don't have any Legos though.
No, I know. And they got like swatted and it was like super fucking ridiculous.
Also, I have a hard time believing that police would take that as a serious threat.
No, it's insane. And then the police ends up responding, and then he responds to the police, and it is just like so bizarre because the police is saying that they conducted this traffic stop and that's why they were interested in him, and they saw him run a stop sign, but then the body cam footage shows that he didn't run the stop sign. It is like so fucking bizarre. I highly recommend you guys go watch that because it's kind of like a side quest. Like, it's not entirely related, but it is related because basically him getting involved with these people is why he's here. But
well, and that's what I said off camera to you earlier, is that another twist in this, allegedly, according to one of the videos that I watched, was that all of these cops know the owner or the head of corporate. I don't remember which one, but that they find out that the cops are like basically, allegedly, of course, based on just the summary that I've seen that someone else did, I don't know for sure, that they're all part of the same Mormon church and that they're all like buddy buddy. So it's like the cops are like doing him a favor by like trying to arrest them and like get them to go away.
That's fucking insane.
Which, like, insane. Of course it's the Mormon church.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
And you would think it's just this like store and these weird fucking owners that are just being assholes, but Chris and her husband actually share video footage where they informed corporate that the collection was Brian's. Okay, so it's not like she just like left the store and was like, fuck you guys, I don't care about any of this. Like, this greatly impacted her. She has a GoFundMe and stuff even, because she says like the sudden impact of everything, and it just wasn't how it was supposed to go.
Well, yeah, that's, I mean, because her and her husband left and didn't get any money either.
Exactly. So this is her and her husband.
Our Lego franchise and our life savings, along with a giant collection inside the store, which was owned by Brian Mansell's father, was taken by Bricks and Minifigs.
And then Reckless Ben made a great documentary about it, and it has blown up. I know you wish you'd done your makeup before that clip that's in the video, but I think you look great. And look, you even get a little Lego version of yourself. That's a little unfair. I'm just blurry in the background.
Now it's going nuts across a whole bunch of social media platforms. We want to clear up some common misconceptions and add some details.
And yes, it gets even crazier. We will save the craziest detail for the end.
First of all, I am not Amanda.
I like him.
I'm fucking dead.
I'm not Amanda.
People think she's Amanda? Are you kidding me? Wait, come on, guys. I'm pretty bad with people, but I didn't even think that.
Well,
that's,
I feel like
ridiculous.
They had very different demeanors.
I'm Crystal. Also right? Go by Chris.
I'm Benjamin, not Reckless Ben, the YouTube documentarian. I'm Benjamin Gorman, the novelist.
Oh,
we
period.
We co-owned the franchise.
I managed the store.
We purchased the franchise in February of 2023.
At first, everything seemed to be going really well. There were problems right from the beginning, ways that BAM was not in compliance with their own franchise agreement, but the store was doing well. I loved my customers, and it seemed like everything was going to work out fine.
Then we decided to move overseas because of my work. I'm a publisher at a small press, not at Pike Publishing, and we thought we might need to be publishing from outside the U.S. for political reasons.
When we approached BAM about selling the store, they pretended to be open to the idea, though they would later admit they had been planning this.
A guy named Brandon Best showed up on a Thursday night and demanded the keys. They threatened us with the police and promised to do an inventory and compensate us. They said they understood there was a large collection on consignment and acknowledged they were taking that over.
They told us the same thing they told Brian Mansell, that we could fight them, but they would drag it out and make it so expensive we would be putting ourselves into a whole lot of shit. Their words. Here's their executive product manager and director of operations, Kai McAllister, on the phone with us the night they took the store.
If we go the legal route, it's going to be a very expensive battle for you. And it's not going to be a good position for you guys to get into. There's not a whole lot of options for you. If you want to go the legal route, it's just going to be a mess and it's going to be expensive for you.
Yeah, so why not consider talking with us rather than leaping to this?
We jumped on the call with Crystal this morning.
And you talked with her or you talked at her?
I will say this does sound like it's a conversation about her and the transition of the franchise rather than like the Legos that.
But
that,
that's involved in the transition, though.
Yeah, it's involved in it for sure. But I don't think they're like talking about the Legos and he's like, you're not giving these Legos back. Like, I don't think it was that specific. You know what I mean?
No, but it's that they're taking over the whole store, which includes that collection, which is like worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. So it's a huge.
Yeah, for sure.
Her or you talked at her?
We talked at her. If you fight this, then you're putting yourself into a whole lot of shit. It sounds like a threat, and I can
it sounds like a threat. That's crazy.
In a way, it is.
In a way, it is?
Oh, you can't say that, Kai. What the fuck? You can't say that.
Oh, my God. This is insane.
It sounds like a threat because it is a threat.
That's crazy.
I mean, we have no choice, correct?
Yes.
Notice that's not some franchisee. That's corporate. They want to pretend they're not involved, but they've been involved every step of the way.
Of course, this was a nightmare. We were about to move and now had our life savings taken from us. We still tried, but this loss made the relocation untenable. Eventually, we were able to find a lawyer to represent us in Utah, where BAM is headquartered.
We tried to negotiate with BAM. Just as they threatened, they dragged everything out.
Oh, then it's definitely the CEO. They're in Utah. Mormon Capital.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yep.
So that's what it is. It's the handlebar
allegedly,
guy.
Allegedly, of course.
Of course, allegedly.
They've tried arguments that are so contradictory. They make no sense when put together. They claim they own the store so they can take it. And also that they never owned the store in between taking it from us and selling it to Brandon Best and Josh Johnson. It can't be both. They claim in their newest public statement that it's all our fault they took Brian Mansell's father's collection because they don't allow consignments. But they were always aware of the consignment. They promoted it when it was on the news and in the newspaper a year before they took our store. And the franchise agreement expressly allows consignment, in contradiction of their newest statement.
And we've since learned they were saying all kinds of crazy things about Chris behind her back, both to customers and to employees, which are slanderous, to try to blame this on her. And once they even tried to say we never owned the store in the first place, which would mean all their claims that it's the previous owner's fault would be lies. And I guess that you were unpaid labor for 2 years?
So yes, we are suing them.
And yes, they are trying to make it so expensive, we'll have to give up.
Do they have a GoFundMe?
Yes, they do have a GoFundMe.
I'm donating.
Yeah, they do have a GoFundMe. It is called They Took Our Lego Store and Life Savings, Help
Girl,
Us Fight Back.
You're
and it has currently raised
$57,925.
She might need more, but I think that's, especially it's just them, for a while that'll hold her over. You know?
For a little while, but no, they're going to need much more than that.
Maybe, yeah. 4 days ago, they released a 20-slide carousel. And this is, it looks AI-generated.
Oh, Bricks
and
Minifigs.
Corporate official statement regarding the Salem, Oregon store. Read the full statement here. And then they, I shit you not, go on for like, the first 5 slides are just like
when people
explaining
think
like
of
why
Bricks
they're going to address this.
They think of families and children.
Yeah, no. When you're at Olive Garden, your family or what the fuck God. Is that? You know what I mean? It's like, shut up. I'm just here to pay and leave. But like, they basically started off with like a whole bunch of bullshit of why this is all bullshit before they explain anything. Like, seeing a father and his family at the center of a dispute regarding an unauthorized consignment is heartbreaking.
Give him his money for his medical bills, you assholes. Yeah. Are you joking?
That's why they say, we understand why people might initially react with suspicion online. The headline, although false, stating BAM stole an old man's life savings would make anyone curious. However, there's always more to the story. While our initial responses focused on legal defenses that unfortunately take time and are ongoing, and because we as an entire brand are now forced to process a massive wave of online chaos, we feel a community deserves a clear response. So I'm telling you, they literally go on to be like, this is why we're responding.
And we
like,
embrace can you just respond, self-reflection, though? But champion the unfiltered truth. Who wrote this?
I'm telling you, AI.
Yeah.
I think this is AI generated.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely, this is ChatGPT. Allegedly, in my opinion. Okay, so this is their executive summary. No, it's definitely ChatGPT,
yeah, it's like
in my
headings.
Opinion, of course. Yeah, the heading and the fucking sub things. No, stop it. The public narrative surrounding Bricks and Minifigs claims that corporate leadership and our New Salem franchisees knowingly stole a $100,000 to $200,000 Lego collection from an elderly collector and his family. This is not true. The actual origin of this dispute lies in an unauthorized local consignment arrangement between an independent former franchisee of the Salem store and the Mansell family. When BAM Corporate repossessed the store due to the former owner's financial defaults and other breaches, so now they're acting like the initial transition wasn't prompted by the owners.
Yeah, for moving.
By the Gormans.
Yeah.
They're the ones who wanted to.
Yeah.
They're like, we're moving, so what do we do? BAM was unaware of any unauthorized and undisclosed consignment arrangement and was not a party to such. However, we are hopeful the individuals involved in this private dispute can resolve such among themselves, which we support. Our goal is to ensure this grandfather and his family are not left out or penalized for a localized failure.
Speaking of grandfather, they're grandfathered into the contract that the new franchise signed.
Yeah, it's theirs now. Like, what are you talking about? And this is very much giving Reckless Ben going into corporate and they're like, I don't know, it's the store. And then the store's like, I don't know,
no,
it's
this
corporate.
Is crazy.
That's what this is giving. After taking over the store, we discovered a small number of sets valued between $2,000 and $5,000 that could possibly be related to Mr. Mansell's collection based on the limited information we received. And also possibly she had like detailed inventory.
Possibly be related is crazy. It's like, what do you mean? So like possibly was is part it or of not? The collection? Like, what do you mean?
We offer to return these items to the Mansell family, though Bam had no legal obligation to do so, but it was refused. Oh. So they're claiming that they found some little sets laying around. I wonder why the Mansell family would refuse that if they're saying they have hundreds of thousands of dollars of inventory in there.
Well, also, did they refuse?
I don't know if they, but wouldn't you, like, if they're like, here's one set, like 2,000 to 5,000 is like a couple sets.
I
mean,
I guess I probably would take what I could get at that point. And regardless, even if they didn't have the sets still, based on the contract, they were supposed to get paid out monthly. So if they all sold, then like, where's the money that it sold?
Exactly. However, BAM's past offers to assist in resolving this third party dispute still stand today, including that we are willing to work with both of them to try to locate any remaining items, though most appear to have been sold prior to BAM's repossession of the store.
So they're claiming that...
that she's keeping the money from it. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
But remember, she literally, as she was getting kicked out, was like, but I need to do inventory. I need to see what I owe him. Yeah. You're going to tell... like, that doesn't seem like the response of somebody that's like sneakily like, I don't know. We refuse to let a private legal battle obscure our core values. Moving forward, we're implementing more rigorous record keeping, inventory management, and more transparency in our buy, sell, and trade process, and de-escalation training with corporate and franchisees and their staff. Claims we've seen online. What is true? A family is caught in the middle. The Mansell family entered into a consignment agreement with the former Salem franchisee, Crystal Law Gorman, unlawfully, and the family allegedly has not been paid or made whole by her, the former store owner.
Oh.
So, again, blaming it on her. Corporate lawfully repossessed a defaulting store. BAM Corporate repossessed the Salem location because the previous independent owner had stopped making payments on the purchase of the location, had not been paying royalties for multiple months, and owed additional tens of thousands in back pay for unpaid expenses on her behalf.
Let's see the receipts.
So they're still standing by that, even though she denies it. BAM found a small portion of inventory and offered it back, though it may not have been Mr. Mansell's. So now they're saying, we just found some Legos in the back.
Well, that's appeared to be related to.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. Our incoming team found a small remnant, not the remnant, a sliver, a crumb in the back of sets estimated between $2,000 and $5,000 that appeared to be similar to the sets consigned. We set them aside and offered them to Mansell as a courtesy. The offer still stands. The store is closed.
This is insane.
Like, oh my God. Security issues for the collection. On a podcast in 2025, Mr. Mansell shared that the Salem store had been broken into several times during the period she had his collection, raising serious concerns about security for the inventory. Okay. What?
So now you're not saying that they sold them out. They were stolen?
Yeah, now you're not saying that it's her fault. It's just that they got robbed.
Well, it's her fault for not having better security.
The collection was moved off-site. In a separate written statement, Mr. Mansell acknowledged that Law Gorman had removed sets from the store to an, quote, off-site secure location, and that customers had to buy them first before they would be retrieved from storage. BAM Corporate never took possession of or had access to this off-site storage facility. So now they're switching it back to she has it in storage somewhere. She needs to give them back.
None of this makes any sense.
Why is every paragraph a new theory? Like, can we stick to one? Because this is getting crazy. The former franchisee had been selling the collection for over a year. A recent audit of point of sale, POS, not the acronym right next to it, system records show that over $50,000 worth of similar inventory was sold by Law Gorman during that time period. We must tighten our franchise rules. What? What is the last paragraph? I don't get how that tied into anything. Okay.
Where? What about the other 150 grand?
Yeah, no, that number one, that like proves that she'd had more to sell. But then also, Mr. Mansell has no fucking issues with her because allegedly he got paid his percentage of that.
I was gonna say, because he was getting paid out monthly according to the contract. Yes.
We must tighten our franchise rules. This situation proves that we cannot simply assume every local franchisee is following protocol. It's in the contract. Jesus. It's like jarring. Like, I feel like it's all fake because my brain's trying to understand it and it can't.
And the fact that it's on this like blue background with this like Comic Sans font.
It's so weird. We will reinforce existing prohibitions on store level side deals. Okay. Now it's like an alleyway fucking side deal. It was celebrated. Like, oh my God. In the news.
Bricks and Minifigs specifically trains owners not to offer consignment. What the fuck? It says, the franchise agreement states, quote, you agree that your store will use and or offer only services, products, and merchandise as set forth in the operations manual or otherwise approved by us and as may be periodically modified by us in our sole discretion. What about the part that said, you can do consignment.
Like, authorized apparel, consignment, totally fine.
Birthday parties.
What about that part of the contract?
The 2023 Owner's Operations Manual, which the former franchisee was bound to, states, quote, make sure your business only buys, we do not lend, loan, consign, or pawn any product that comes in. That's, what do you mean?
It's bullshit. What is false? Corporate took on the consignment liability. We acknowledge a corporate support employee verbally said that the new owner would, quote, take all that consignment liability when store ownership changed hands. The employee wasn't making any formal agreement or committing the company legally. The statement's intention was that any consignment inventory in the store would go back to its rightful owner, not that we were taking any agreements on ourselves. Sure, fine. Where are his Legos?
Yeah, I was gonna say, then give him the fucking Legos. What do you mean?
Hello? Our approach from the start has been simple. Any inventory that doesn't belong to us should go back to its rightful owner.
I think everyone Agreed. Can agree with that.
But except we don't agree on what that inventory is. You're calling it a sliver and a crumb in the back. And the Mansells are like, no, that shit is there. BAM Corporate or the new franchisees, quote, stole a 100K to 200K collection. Neither corporate nor the incoming owners, Josh Johnson and Brandon Best, ever took, sold, or concealed this collection. Right? That's why he said, I have it. I don't have it. I have it. I don't know where it is. Detailed inventory logs evidence that any collector items were already missing before we ever stepped foot inside. The collection was worth $200,000. While viral headlines use the $100,000 to $200,000 figure, the only documentation provided by the family months later was a spreadsheet detailing a collection worth somewhere in the range of $60,000 to $80,000.
Come on.
We were given records and documentation. Despite multiple requests, we never received verifiable copies of the signed contract, receipts of what had been paid to the Mansells, or a full true up of the inventory list. I don't even think you let her take the inventory.
Yeah, it's like you made her leave.
The store closed due to a lawsuit. The Salem store did not close because of a lost a legal case. That's not right.
Nope.
It closed temporarily because our staff, including local teenagers, faced severe real-world safety hazards, targeted in-person stalking, and explicit bomb threats driven by viral videos.
Oh my God, no one was threatening bomb. Oh my God.
I'm not going to say that wouldn't happen. You know what
bomb
I mean?
Bomb threats?
I mean, I don't know, kids and shit. I don't fucking know. What is unknown? The actual fate of the missing sets. While the online campaign disparages corporate, the actual evidence strongly indicates that most of the sets were sold by Law Gorman, and any remaining inventory was stored off-site prior to BAM's repossession of the store, regarding which BAM has never had any knowledge of, control over, or access to. Wait, they did two of them? No.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they did. Oh my God. No, I'm not doing it. They did two of those AI generated fucking statements. I'm not doing it. My question is, if that's all true, okay, which, you know, it's my opinion that it's not.
Why would Chris tell them about this like secret offsite thing? And then
it's not just that, like she would have to be a monster. Like if they're not lying, she would have to have been like a premeditated fucking genius and like been like on an island somewhere with all their money. Because like, what are you talking? First of all, she couldn't even go overseas because she...
Why
so
would
financially
they be suing
impacted
them?
By this. No, it makes zero fucking sense. Like, genuinely, the vibe that I'm getting from everybody is not that corporate and the store are in the right here. That's
I'm finding
my opinion,
out
of course.
That a lot of it potentially, allegedly centers around the Mormon church that,
you know, interesting things happen
eyebrow
over
raises.
There. So anyway, that's pretty much the gist of it. Again, there's more to the Reckless Ben videos. There's more to this in general, but that is the grand gist of it. Like, that is the stolen Lego debacle going down the rabbit hole of the stolen Legos.
Wait, so
I don't know what we're gonna call this.
How's there's so many names.
Harry Mansell.
This how's the dad doing? Are his medical bills being...
I have no idea, but I do know he didn't tell his dad. I do know that. So I don't know. I guess he's just like living peacefully thinking his Legos are at the store. I don't know.
But he was like at least expecting the money because that's why they sold them.
I know, but he's also older.
I know, but he
and,
needs
like,
the,
he
for the medical bills. Like, do we start? Does he
I
have
know.
A GoFundMe?
Not that I know of, no. From what I understand, it's just Chris and her husband that have the GoFundMe for now.
This is just poor old man.
No, I know. Literally at the end of it, it's like he was doing something cool with his son for years while his son was young. And then when he got older, they were like, well, let's sell these.
Well,
like,
not
fine,
even
no
like
deal.
Let's sell them. It sounds like they had to sell. Like, I don't think if you were building that collection with your son for years that he wouldn't want his son to keep it. It's like clearly they needed the money and that's why they were giving them up. And now they have no money and no memories.
Yeah, no.
Well, I guess they have the memories, but not the
I want to know what happened to those Legos. I just can't believe they're in a fucking storage place somewhere. It just doesn't really...
Why would
doesn't
they
really
just, they're clearly not just saying they're sold, they're gone regardless, I think. But it's that who sold them, who has the money, and why aren't you giving it to this poor old man that needs it for his medical bills?
Exactly. But anyway, that's pretty much it. What a deep dive, am I right?
Oh my God.
Hey, girlies. It's time for an update because, God forbid, things not happen immediately after we finish filming. First, one of the craziest things that's come out, I would say, is the unredacted police body cam footage of when Ben attempts to serve Joshua, who's one of the new franchise owners. He's like the bald one that was in the security camera early on. He's also the one that had all the phone calls with Ben where he promises to hand over the Legos and then doesn't. The one that contradicts himself a lot. Anyway, we know corporate likes to claim that they have nothing to do with the franchise owners and they're all like super uninvolved and not intertwined, but this footage, which again was previously redacted and somehow got leaked, this suggests otherwise because we see footage of Joshua while he has the Bricks and Minifigs CEO on the line on speaker. And let's just say the conversation between the two of them and the cops that show up is truly a sight to behold. The whole thing is like 16 minutes, so I'll just cut together a few clips. But context is that Reckless Ben found a random girl that had no prior affiliation or relationship with him or the case or anything. And he recruits her to come act as the process server who would then serve Joshua with this lawsuit that Ben had come up with. And this, I believe, was one of the small claims court cases, which I think he ends up winning. But yeah, so it's a real lawsuit that he's trying to serve and he has the process server. But as soon as he gets there, naturally, Joshua calls the cops. So that's where we're about to pick up from. Get ready.
His name is Ben Schneider. He's stalking my house. Will you come to my house, please, and come get them? I'm not going to have stalkers.
Are they there right now?
They're on the side of the house.
One of the dispatchers made a note here saying that you were going to shoot someone.
I'm done with this. Officer, can you please help me and my family and make this stop?
Yeah, absolutely.
What are you guys doing? So we are in a court case with them, and we have to serve them legal papers.
She is a process server, and she's trying to serve you papers.
She's not a process server.
Okay.
Get the papers.
Have the fake.
Go get the papers.
Okay for
the absolutely.
Yeah.
The fake.
You guys see those papers?
Yeah.
So this is what you're trying to serve them with?
Yes.
I wish we could send them an email. I wish we could send them a phone call or the court case to send it to them, but this is what we're required to do from the United States court. So we're just following the instructions of the government. He thinks if I just call the cops on me, he can get away with it, but we're showing him, like, we're not going to let him know it's done, so. Okay. You okay if I give these papers to him?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Hang tight. Are you okay if she just gives you the papers so we can just...
Yeah. If I look at the papers, I've talked to the Kaiser Police Department. There's nothing found. So no, I'm not accepting service from you. Absolutely not. It's fake. Okay. It's
that's
not real.
That's completely fine. That's what do you want done today? Besides, obviously, talk to...
As much as you humanly possibly can.
I can screen charges. I'm open to screening charges through our attorney.
Yeah.
I'll talk with him. Give him his paper back, since you do not want this.
Can you peek at it?
What was that?
Can I peek at it?
It kind of puts me in a little bit of a bind.
It's fake. There's no lawsuit in this.
Okay. So anyway, I'm going to give this back to him. Yeah. And trespass here.
Because here's the thing. Let's think about this logically. Do you think the process server would show up with a guy that's been harassing a YouTuber to serve papers in Utah? They sent the lady in, and the lady's like, oh, I'm going to murder you to the command of the manager. Called the store a billion times. Threatened the employees.
He does not want the paper. So.
Is that what the papers?
Here's that back for you.
I'm not sure what this is. I've never seen something like that. To be honest with you.
These are court papers.
Okay,
yeah. Okay, see
it. Yeah, process server's really gonna ride with the YouTuber. I mean, how stupid does he think I am? They have fake service papers. The girl is like, she's like, oh no, I gotta serve them these papers. Like they printed up a fake lawsuit, you know? And I'm like, oh yeah, do you think the process server would really be riding with the YouTube guy to deliver papers to a guy that he's been harassing? I'm like, do you think I'm stupid? I don't know what to do, man.
So, did you call the police again?
I just don't know what to do, man.
We're ready and willing to arrest these individuals for Utah statutes for cyberbullying, digital stalking, because they're using electronic means for communication and coordinating their stalking.
It's digital stalking, not stalking?
It's all of the above.
Okay,
but because they're continuing to use, you know, like, initial tactics and other things like that, thinking that they're being cute and whatnot, they can't continue, so somebody has to be arrested to show that they can't continue to do this.
No, we're just kind of wanting to know what you want to do on this.
As much as we humanly possibly can.
We're going to submit, have a screen for charges with our prosecutors. He's very adamant that he wants to serve you with papers. Okay.
That's illegal. You can't pretend to be a process server.
So it appears Joshua is under the impression that a process server is like required to be an official government role or like court appointed role, and that they like have to be licensed or trained or like work for somewhere that would provide them the authority to be a process server. But as Ben explains in the video, the requirements to be a process server, specifically in Utah, are very minimal.
As we can see here in the Utah Judicial Code section specifically about process servers, it says, quote, a complaint, a summons, or a subpoena may be served by an individual who is A, 18 years or older at the time of service, and B, not a party to the action or a party's attorney. That's it. Those are the requirements. It says further down that you like can't have committed a felony and stuff, but like that's it. Beyond that, all you need to do is file a proof of service, which can be done in the form of an unsworn declaration, which is quite literally just this like tiny little paragraph that says, I declare under criminal penalty under the law of Utah that the foregoing is true and correct, and then date it, write the city, write the country, print and sign your name, and voila, you got served.
Okay, that's illegal.
Why not?
Do anyone can be a process server? You have to be 18 years old and you have to be not affiliated with the case.
That's fake. It is a lie. She's impersonating a process server.
Impersonating an officer of the court. That carries some, it's pretty significant, you know, like...
Yeah, you can't pretend to be a process server. Yeah, you can't. That's got to be illegal. It's a class A misdemeanor to impersonate a process server in the state of Utah.
So right now...
I want her arrested for impersonating a process server.
So right now...
Again, Joshua, no one is impersonating an officer of the court. Process servers can, in some jurisdictions, be appointed by a court and are therefore considered appointed officers of the court. But not all process servers are appointed by the court. And in this case, she wasn't. She was just asked by Ben after he confirmed that she met the qualifications, which are that she's 18 and not involved in the case. So not impersonating anyone, not a misdemeanor, not sure where Joshua is getting his information, and also not sure why the cops don't seem to care or be looking any of it up. Or denying any of it. Also, a totally unimportant side note, but him being barefoot is just like grossing me out for some reason. And while I don't really know anything about this man, somehow I also am like, ew, he would. Like, he just seems like, of course he's barefoot, you know? Anyway, sorry. Let's finish it up.
I can't just go and pretend. I can't go print up fake documents and go try to process serve people. That's illegal.
So these papers that you printed up?
Fake. Yes. 1 billion, trillion, gazillion percent.
Duggan, this is Ammon. I'm with the corporate office.
He's the CEO.
I'll check with the court, see if it's a valid civil case that he's trying to push through, and we'll go right about it that way, okay?
Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Trying to speak with someone to verify if a case is, just verify if a case is real.
Yeah, it looks like a real small claims case in our court.
Okay, thank you for your help. It looks like this is a real case. It just hasn't gone to court. Okay.
It's a real case. Who's it against?
Against you, him versus you.
Ben Snyder?
Mm-hmm.
What an idiot.
So he's just racking up the charges and shit. We're working together.
So basically the consensus is, we were all wrong here. However, let's just arrest Ben anyways.
Like, letting them go cannot be an option here, guys. Like, there's got to be something for cyber-stalking, bullying, like all of the different things. Like, there's got to be something to arrest them and send a message that this is not appropriate, this is not okay.
I'm in agreement with you. Again, that's why we're kind of working through this right now.
Hello.
Again?
Yeah.
Am I being arrested?
Hello?
There we go. Now let's get to the search warrant, where the cops raided my house because they heard that I was the one that stole the Legos from Brian.
Okay, yeah. Just to recap, Joshua repeats over and over and over again, there is no lawsuit, the papers are fake, 1 billion percent they are fake, which is interesting considering he refuses to look at them. So I'm unsure how he'd be able to determine that they were fake, but... anyway, he also repeatedly accuses the girl Ben brought to serve them of committing a crime, impersonating an officer of the court, being guilty of a misdemeanor. Then we have the cop go to his car and he verifies that, oh my God, the papers are legit. This is a real lawsuit and they're just attempting to serve you. And yet somehow he returns over to Joshua and of course the CEO who's on the phone tells them this. And then the three of them just seem to be like brainstorming, how do we arrest him anyway? Arrest him for what, you guys? He's literally just trying to serve Joshua and his gross ass feet the small claims court lawsuit. He hasn't even gotten out of the car. But somehow, everything we just watched resulted not only in him being arrested, but also then getting a search warrant executed against his house because they say they think he stole the Legos from Brian. I'm sorry. How does that even make sense? Based on what? Needless to say, they don't find any Legos because Ben doesn't fucking have them. But somehow, then we end up with apparently the LA police, the Provo police, and the Oregon police all just chatting amongst themselves, discussing Ben as if he's like this wanted fugitive. And seemingly, it's all at the behest of the CEO, which they all appear a little too eager to please. The fact that that man was on speakerphone and that he was like, he needs to be arrested and then they arrested him? He literally hadn't gotten out of the car. What did they even arrest him for? Anyway, that is the latest from Reckless Ben. That's his most recent video from 2 days ago, which was April 4th. And the next thing we're going to look at also came out on April 4th. We have another long ass statement from our friends at Bricks and Minifigs. They switched this one up though in like a press release PR style, as opposed to the really long and obnoxious Instagram carousel. Hopefully this one was written by an actual publicist and not ChatGPT. But either way, I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's way too fucking long. But let's go over some of the biggest takeaways, because this is definitely a pivot from some of their previous statements. First, they confirm the permanent closure for the Salem, Oregon store, because they had said it was like temporarily shutting down, I guess, but now they've confirmed it is permanently shutting down. And in addition to that, they also announce that they've come to a mutual agreement with the franchise owners, Brandon Best and Joshua Johnson. Those names literally still sound fake. Yeah, apparently they all came to a mutual agreement to part ways. And their reasoning is, quote, due to a devastating social media campaign. Interesting. Something else they claim is that they're still conducting a fact investigation, but they've already uncovered, quote, significant evidence of gross negligence in how the store was previously operated by the prior owner, as well as operational gaps during the transition and subsequent management of document recovery. So basically, they're still actively blaming Chris and her husband for what happened to Mansell's Legos and not taking any responsibility whatsoever. They also repeatedly doubled down by saying that the situation was part of an unauthorized and private consignment side deal in the Salem location that predated Brandon and Josh's ownership. And obviously, we've seen a lot of back and forth between all of the people involved in this, and not a whole lot of progress being made. A lot of pointing someone in the direction that they just came from. But conveniently claims that now they actually do have enough evidence that they've been shown that they can finally proceed to a resolution. They then proceed to speak directly to Brian, the original Lego owner, with his dad, and they say that they would like to sit down with him and are prepared to discuss dropping the lawsuit against him because they have a lawsuit filed against him. But I would say that the biggest pivot we have is that corporate now says that they would like to sit down with Brian and go over the records together and, quote, ensure you are made whole monetarily and ensure that whatever Star Wars Lego was or remains in the Salem store, whether you identify as yours or not, you can have it. We will ensure you are compensated for anything unaccounted for, including what Miss Log slash Gorman, who is Chris and her husband, failed to compensate you for or without your knowledge. We're ready when you are. They then go on to discuss the $200,000 figure that's been floating around, and they actually say that isn't the real number. That is a, quote, promotional value they use to bring excitement for the public viewing. Instead, they claim that the accurate estimate is somewhere closer to around $95,000 to $100,000. Versus the $200,000. Then they also claim that apparently Chris and her husband have allegedly been keeping three different versions of their financials. Like there's three different books they're looking at. And one of them is Chris's just like personal bookkeeping version, I guess. And then there's a version she shared with Brian Mansell. And then a third one that's just like a separate running list of sold items, I guess. That is pretty shady if they really did have three books, but like, who knows? And they also say that the point of sales data showed more than $52,000 and potentially more, whatever that means, was sold from the collection during Chris's tenure, and that there was significantly more sold than was reported. They then go on to keep repeating that Chris and her husband had ever been like granted the authority to enter into a consignment agreement, which is interesting because in the lawsuit that Chris and her husband filed against BAM Franchising, aka corporate, they include a few exhibits that are relevant. For example, if we look at Exhibit B, it is the franchise agreement dated February 3rd, 2023. And you only have to scroll down a little bit before you get to the same thing we actually saw in the beginning of this episode that Chris showed us, which says, additionally, franchisee may also offer consignment services, approved themed entertainment services such as birthday parties, holiday parties, or school events, approved offsite events, after-school project-based programs, teaching the principles of building with Lego bricks to children, and other toy-related services approved by us. Interesting. The way that's worded, it seems like consignment services doesn't need any extra authorization. It says they're allowed to offer that. Little confusing there. I think Bricks and Minifigs needs to maybe address that because it doesn't look good. I don't understand. But anyway, that finishes up their main statement. They finish it off with some key details in bullet form, which include that BAM has offered physical inventory to Mansell multiple times, most recently in December 2025, and again personally by the CEO in May of 2026. Interesting. But then it says that Chris and her husband apparently created an unauthorized personal consignment contract with Brian Mansell in November 2023 and failed to make corporate aware. Given firm language and operations manual and training, BAM is strictly buy, sell, trade. Well, guys, I would suggest reviewing your franchise disclosure document and your area development agreement because that's not strictly buy, sell, trade, actually. But sure. Then it says that it was documented that Chris and her husband owed close to $200,000 at the time of planned abandonment slash separation, causing her to be undue any payout on the date of separation, which they say is when Joshua then came in the store and really know what was going on and they just like made her leave. Interestingly, they finish it off by saying a GoFundMe account for Brian Mansell has raised over $350,000 as of June 3rd, 2026. Which, I mean, that answers my question I was asking earlier about whether one existed for Brian and his dad. So I'm thrilled to hear that not only does it exist, but that actually at the time of filming right now, it has reached $422,000. And the goal is $450,000, which, I mean, at this point, not too far off. But I thought it was interesting that BAM includes it in their like key details part, but does conveniently leave out who set up the GoFundMe. It was Reckless Ben. Of course. But yeah, I think that's it. Thank you for listening. And it's time to go back to us. Bye.
We love the internet.
That was such a sad, heartbreaking ending.
I know. Who knew that Legos could be so fucking intense?
I don't know, but I'm definitely donating to the GoFundMe. Call James Charles. Submit them for the painted project.
I'm so fucking dead. Okay. Mine will just be something that I saw that reminds me. Sometimes in parenting, you get so delusional or like tired or you just really don't really know what to do anymore. And so you just start trying the most random shit. And sometimes it works.
But have you actually ever seen a blue giraffe before? You see, a lot of people think that giraffes are orange or yellow or they have different spots, but have you actually seen one that's blue? But the trick is that you don't combine the flavors, you put them into the same box, into the same pint, but you don't mix them up. They remain individual ice cream flavors.
So how many raccoons go to the store and jump into the pool?
So she got bored to death. Them. She said, never mind, I don't even want to cry anymore. This shit is boring as hell.
Oh my God, no, I love that.
For you, I have little goats wearing little shoes.
Sometimes when you're online shopping, you see something that you think would be a good idea. Let's see how this goes. I think this is going to go swell, but let's see. Let's see if we can even get them on her because that might be the most challenging part of this entire thing. But I think it's gonna be worth it. All right, let's put your little foot in. Nope, come here, give me your foot. All right, let's put them in. Gotta pull the tongue up. Get your foot in there. I think this is like a two-person job. I might have to have Josh help me. Let's put your foot in, hold on.
I like don't realize how like little goats can be.
Okay, gotta tie you up, come here.
I know.
Calvin, don't eat her other shoe. Come on. Ah, ha 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 ha. One down, one to go. All right, I'm gonna speed this side up because apparently. Let's see.
Get ready for these
how
hops.
She goes. All right, Josh, let's see how she goes.
Why on the couch first?
Because she jumps around like a maniac.
Oh my God. Oh my God. So fucking cute. Oh wow, she really gets around.
Oh, literally, I had no idea how like aerodynamic they are.
I didn't know they hop like that.
I guess, have you ever seen the ones that like get in trees or on cliffs?
I guess, but they're really hoppy. It's like a bunny.
That's fancy.
Oh my God, they're super fucking cute.
Those are fancy.
But yeah, then they get her the back ones and also a tutu. The back ones come off pretty quickly and then eventually all the shoes are off, but the tutu remains.
Oh my God. Well, anyway, guys, if you made it to the end, thanks for sticking with us. I know it was kind of, you know, a random... I don't think we've done Lego themed before. We're just adding, like, what is his name? Thanos from the Avengers. We're just adding Infinity Stones at this point.
I've never seen the movie, but I've heard that reference.
Me neither. That's why it took me a minute. Anyway, just wanted to make a cool reference for you fun kids.
Another niche checked off our list.
But anyway, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. But that's all we've got. And as always, we will see you on Tuesday.
Correct.
Bye.
Cheers.